although it's our job to be realistic and set realistic expectations and goals, I always am in some way trying to find some hope, some optimism. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's with respect to survival. It could be with respect to comfort and quality time with the family and things like that. But to totally remove every last bit of hope, or at least not have something hopeful in that conversation, is probably the most devastating thing you can do to the patient.
Edith?
Yeah, I would like to follow on Julie's comment, because I think there's room for hope here and for optimism in terms of our practice today compared to the way it was 5 to 10 years ago. There are indeed more agents to treat the tumors. There are more agents to support the patients as they go through this journey. So I completely agree. We need to be realistic, but at the same time positive, because the options are there and new options continue being looked at in clinical trials.
I've had a lot of oncologists in practice email me about this question of hope and really metastatic breast cancer as a chronic disease. This scenario: patient dies in 2 years, median survival in E2100, you know, 26 months. And that's not a chronic disease. Hi?
Well, I think you're right. I think we know from studies done 100 years ago of observing patients that there were 20% of patients alive with no therapy in the 18. There were 5% people alive, some of the old Middlesex hospital at 20 years. But I agree with you. I think a patient like this who comes back with extensive meds and things after this type of high-quality adjuvant therapy, this is going to be a short-lived disease. And I agree, I would be hopeful, but I would be realistic. And I would make sure that I had a lot of good support for this family and coverage. And I think that balance of hope and realism, we're kind of all here, as some great philosopher said, optimist by will, but realist by intellect, is most of these patients are going to do very poorly, even with our new agents. And I suspect a lot of our benefits these days with the new agents in metastatic disease may be due to lead time phenomena and detecting people at earlier stages, but not the patient that you described. This is a woman who's like the old days when liver meds meant a palpable liver and abdominal pain. And I think she may get a response and do well for a while, but I think she's got a short estimated survival. And I think a crucial part of our job will be to work with she and the family and the husband and the kids. I have started meeting with kids now, some of my patients in this context. I tell you, that's been an eye-opener for me, and I've learned what I don't know and how valuable some support people can be. But I think for many of our patients, it's not a chronic disease. And in spite of all the myriad of tools we have, if you look at median survivals in our best studies now, with scan-detected disease and good performance patients, they're just about 2 years or so. So I think we have a long way to go, and we need to be realistic as well as optimistic.